Good morning. On Sunday, April 7th, it is the Women's College Basketball Championship today, and we're actually going to put a bet on it. It's a little bit harder to handicap women's games. There's just not as much information as you'd want, so we have to simplify this a little bit. And let me tell you the bet right away, because some of you just want to get that bet, and that's not a problem. Just want to get the bet and move on, and certainly there's plenty of things to do on a Sunday, so we don't need to belabor the point, but I will discuss it a little bit in further detail. Here we go. I'm taking, this bet was only available to Bet Rivers Group, by the way. There's a few other regional operations that use their lines. If you have those regional operations, I mean, I can't name them all off, but check it out. So we're taking a same game parlay, Iowa plus 11.5. And the game total under 168.5. Iowa plus 11.5. The game under 168.5. We had to pay minus 129 for that. It's a little pricey, but I wanted to get the most teasing I could do. This is the highest lines allowed. 11.5 is the most I can give Iowa, and 168.5 is the highest I could get it to take under. And so that is the official play. It's only a half unit because, again, this is about making money, not just shots in the dark. And it is a valid half-unit play. Okay, so now, before I get into some of the details on this, yeah, most books don't offer these lines. Now, maybe they will later in the day. And maybe they'll even offer bigger teases later in the day. Maybe they'll offer boosts. I don't know. But this was the official play. Now, if you can't do it, I would favor the under. They had under 160.5, and I know the line, there are some of them going down as low as 159.5, so obviously shop around between the books, get the under 160.5, and Iowa plus 6.5 is also the smart play on that. I think we're a little bit better here by teasing these numbers, but those would be the unofficial plays if you can't do the same game parlay as Iowa plus the points and the game to go under. Now, these guys, well, here's the thing. South Carolina has lost only one game in the last two seasons. It's close to 80 games. And they're, what is it, 76-1, 78-1? It's something like that. That one loss was to Iowa last year. So the Iowa kept them from an undefeated season last year, and they're undefeated right now. You'd have to assume South Carolina is winning this game. So that would, I would say that as well, that South Carolina should be favored to win this game, as they are. As they are. They probably win this game 2 out of 3 times. If they play it 50 times, maybe 3 out of 4 times. But that doesn't give Iowa a complete shot in the dark. There's a reasonable chance for Iowa to take home the national title and certainly to cover the spread. Now, last year, Iowa won 77-73. Paving the way for LSU, because I don't think LSU was going to be able to take down South Carolina as division opponents, SEC opponents. And we'll get into that in a second for a comparable play. So again, that has a little bit of a pattern, 150 points scored last year. Different team. Both teams have graduated some players. Obviously, Iowa's still driven by Caitlin Clark. Now, there are several scenarios that aren't the greatest for either side, really. I think the best case scenario for South Carolina is an 89-71 win, which blows us up in all kinds of directions. But Iowa could win 85-76, which sits real nicely for us in various different directions. Now, again, the under on that, again, the worst case scenario is you're looking at 160 points for the South Carolina best case scenario. And unfortunately, an 18-point victory. So that would lose our bet. Now, the Iowa thing, that's at 161. And Iowa winning outright. So that looks good. The high total on this game looks like an 89-85 South Carolina victory, which puts us okay with the spread, not okay with the total. The low score scenario would be 76-71 South Carolina. Again, you can see where these are giving Iowa plus the points at 6.5 as being a good bet. And at 147, that's well under the 160.5. And for our bet, 168.5. I don't want to get too technical on all this stuff. I just, people are listening and saying, okay, click, done. All right, let's look at some of the comparable situations here because there are a few. Iowa obviously beat LSU on the way to get here. And you have Indiana as a common opponent as well. All right, so Iowa beat South Carolina last year 77-73. That's your head-to-head, but it's a different team now. So let's kind of throw that out. Iowa played Indiana and won 84-57 as a home game. But they also lost, this is important, they lost 86-69 away. So you lose by 17 and win by 27. Your average margin of victory is 5 over Indiana. Now Indiana is a highly ranked team, 14th, I think. And now South Carolina played Indiana in the tournament, and they won 79-75. That's the closest game that South Carolina faced in the tournament. It might be their closest game for the season. I have to look. It doesn't really matter. It's a heck of a close game. And obviously, Iowa, with significant familiarity with Indiana, could look at that game plan and see how they want to play it. They have different players, of course. One common denominator here, 79-75, lower scoring game. 84-57, 86-69, pretty low scoring game. All three of them underneath the 160.5, and of course the 168.5. South Carolina beat LSU 76-70 and 79-72. So they beat them by 6 and by 7. So that's something important, because then Iowa beat LSU by 7, 94-87. The thing I don't like about that comp is the total is up there pretty high, real high at 181 points. But again, I would look at South Carolina scores with LSU being 146 and 151, and I would lean towards that. Even if you average it all together, you're looking at a little bit lower scoring game. So, push comes to shove, the patterns that we see here, Iowa plus 11.5, the game to go under 168.5 as alternate lines. That was available at Bet Rivers at minus 129 for half a unit. If you're standalone playing, I would take Iowa plus 6.5 and the game under 160.5 for the total. I would prefer South Carolina as a money line bet. If you're just looking to see who's going to win the game, I would probably take South Carolina in that, but you're going to lay a lot of juice, and there's no guarantees. Iowa could pull off the upset. Depends on how good of a game Caitlin Clark has, really. You have to look at the supporting cast, the whole team effort of South Carolina being superior. Iowa has lost 4 games, and they weren't necessarily the great opponents. They lost to Kansas State. They lost to Ohio State in overtime, and they're a highly ranked team. They got blown out by Indiana as a great team. That was on the road. And they lost by 3 points at Nebraska. So they're beatable. And like I said, South Carolina hasn't lost to anybody. But again, look at the conference play there. SEC is not your football conference. It's women's basketball. So you shouldn't be afraid of the SEC. And Iowa actually did as well to slightly better versus a common opponent of LSU, winning by more than the 2 wins that South Carolina had. And then the common opponent on the other side of Indiana, it's a split difference. South Carolina played them very tight, 4-point victory. Iowa throttled them by 27, but also got throttled by 17. So this game's a little bit of a toss-up in those regards, which means you take the points and you take the under in this situation. Good luck.